We did say that we had found potentially what we think might be a future job for our very own PJ Gallagher. But fear not, this is not, this is sort of, from PJ's perspective, because of the way his day works, this could be like a part-time job for him, right? So the idea would be that he'd be here in the morning entertaining the people of Nova, as he always does, right? And then by night, he would become a very different character.
The Nightmare of Dublin.
He would become Dublin's Nightmare.
It's a great idea, isn't it? Because
this is real, people. This is real. Check this out.
Yeah, the Nightmare of Dublin. Effectively, we have a mayor of Dublin.
Yeah.
Who looks after everything, you know, who looks after the comings and goings of the daily life of the city and the people.
Exactly.
But it's been proposed that we have a nightmare, an actual nightmare, who will take care of sort of the elements of the city relating to the pubs and clubs and restaurants and what
the
happens
whole
after hours, the
now,
whole nightlife thing.
We were kind of curious as to whether or not they put enough thought into this when, you know, calling somebody a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what it's being called. It is the Nightmare.
It's brilliant.
And
isn't
it's
it?
Going, and you know, the proposal is now, is it absolutely nailed on that this is happening?
No, I don't know. This is where we're going to have to get our guidance. We're going to get told. I know it's been proposed, but where, how it stands, yeah, the how realistic it is, I don't know.
Yeah, so in order to try and get our facts straight on it, right, we've decided to go. I'm under normal circumstances, I'd refer to the Lord Mayor, but in the current circumstances, I think I'm going to refer to the Day Mayor.
Our 24-hour, our current 24-hour Lord Mayor, Hazel Chu. How are you, Hazel?
Hey, PJ. I'm really surprised why they keep on trying to get rid of you. It's like, it's not really fair at this stage. They're trying to get you to get another job and just not work at this stage.
When
Jim was talking about what they had coming for you, I thought that he was about to say, we have a job and it's going to be Batman.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's kind
but
of...
anyway, what do you want to know about the nightmare?
Well, we want to know for a start, right, exactly kind of like what would be, you know, how many hours would you be looking to put in here? Because, you know, if we're going to propose PJ and put him forward like for as an extra gig, like how, you know, we need to know exactly what would be involved in becoming the Nightmare of Dublin.
Okay, so first thing first, the reason why people are talking about it right now is because there was a motion put forward by one of the parties. That motion had already been put forward by my colleague Claire Byrne quite a while ago and other colleagues as well. But I'm looking at it on the national perspective from the National Nighttime Economy Task Force. We have a Nighttime Economy Task Force with Catherine Martin's department, and myself and various other people sit on it. One of the two of the people, Sunil Sharp and Robbie Kidd, are on Give Us the Night. So we've been the ones saying, listen, we really need a nightmare. Or in London, it's called a night star. And what Amy LeMay did in London was she would be in charge of the nighttime economy brief from a certain hour, 6 p.m., all the way to 6 a.m. And that's something we found on the Nighttime Economy Task Force, the national one, is that we do need our nighttime economy to be from 6 to 6 or even later or earlier. It needs to run through all of the night, and it needs to be pubs, clubs, restaurants, theatres, galleries. It needs to be everything.
Right,
I think you can do it, PJ. I think you can do it. All of that sounds like you were made for that gig. Can we just establish, Hazel, is it true that you get that a part of this remuneration package for becoming the Nightmare is that you actually get a house? And the house is on Elm Street.
I'm brought on to nip this information in the bud here. No, you do not get a house.
I wanted there to be a house and for it to be on Elm Street. That's what I wanted. The Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'd take being a nightmare on Dawson Street, to be quite honest with you.
That would do as well.
you're going to be really disappointed when I tell you it'll probably be called the Night Star.
So
that people won't take the piss out of it.
I don't know, the Night Star. I mean, it takes away from the sort of horror element, but Night Star.
Although it does tie into the superhero element.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
And like, you know the way, Hazel, you have your ceremonial robes and the chain and everything like that. So like, can we get a nighttime mayor uniform that's kind of like a black cape and maybe a hood and stuff like that?
You're very much describing what I said there about Batman.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, I think we will have to let PJ or whoever it is, I'm not saying it's PJ, wear their own clothes.
That's all right. I normally go around in a cape.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's he normally wears his underpants outside of his trousers anyway.
Underpants and the trousers, a cape and a motorbike helmet. That's exactly how I dress it pretty much all the time. So it suits me down to the ground. And it's like it's Portaloos bins, it's everything really. So, I mean, there is actually a bit of work involved in it, which unfortunately I think is starting to put me off a little.
I was about to say there's a lot of work, like from the national passport perspective, what we're looking at in relation to pilots, in relation to changing licensing laws. There's going to be a lot of work if a night star does come about, because you're going to be in charge of the whole brief of the city and not just, say, wandering around like DJ thinks he's going to be doing.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking at everything from, can a gallery open at 2 a.m.? Would there be theatre in, say, like 3 a.m.? What other entertainment do you have apart from Copperface Shack?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is I just made sure it was my shows on everywhere. That's all I was doing.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Listen, Hazel, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for enlightening us and clearing all of that up about exactly what the role is going to be, should it go through. And listen, best of luck in the future. Thanks for chatting to us, Hazel.
Thanks
so
much, Andrew.
Cheers. Thanks, take care. Bye-bye now. There you go. Our current Lord Mayor, Hazel Chew, of course. That's a shame now, you know what I mean? The work element, if it hadn't been for the work element, you would have been literally tailor-made for it.
I know, yeah. That's the problem with
somebody,
jobs.
Corporal Craig has just been on to say, a black onesie, Jim, that's what he'd look deadly in.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's the problem with jobs, though. Every time you get a job, someone comes around and ruins it by making you do work.
Paddy wants to know, if you do become the Tsar, does that make me Rasputin?
Yeah, of course it does. The mad monk of Nova.
And somebody says we have loads of Dublin nightmares working in Leinster House. I'll tell you
true
something.
Enough.
I still believe there's something in this for you.
I do, you know, yeah. Well, I'll have to run for council and all first, though. Obviously, you'd have to do all of that. So
chew in.
Let's get the campaign going for the next council. When is the next local council elections?
I don't know. Actually, right. we stumbled across a weird quiz question, didn't we? When it came to, you were saying that there's the amount of councils that there are that.
I think there's five, but I can't think of the fifth.
Right, so we know Fingal, we know Rathdown, so, Dunleary, we know
Dublin County Council. But I think I'm leaving one out. Maybe it's Dublin Port, are they on their own? I can't remember.
Somebody will tell us.
I think there's a fifth one, I think. We should have asked Hazel Chew. We just had the Lord Mayor on the phone, and now we're asking somebody else.
Why didn't we think of that?
Oh, for God's sake, ring the Mansion House, quick!
Do you know something? You're not qualified to be the nightmare at all.